Live.com.
This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The Wednesday night edition of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we are Monday through Friday. We're here from 7 to 10 Eastern Time at night. And we also have a live Saturday show that we do from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So be sure you're tuned in every single night of the week. And, of course, you can always log on at freetalklive.com, sign up for the updates list, and that way you can know all of the news in regards to Free Talk Live whenever it happens, whether it be a new affiliate we want to announce, whether it be something fresh on the website that you need to know about. You know about it first if you're a member of the updates list, so just log on and become one. It's free, of course, at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Indeed, freestateproject.org. So, again, the show is about you. Free Talk Live, we call it that because you're free to call in and talk about anything you want. And we're live 6 nights a week. So, if you don't call in, then we have to take control of the show. Jason, where are we going next?
American incompetence.
Oh, we always talk about that.
Yeah, and we only have 2 hours, so we'll talk about it in regards to the Constitution.
Okay.
Well, Americans apparently have become constitutional dunces.
Oh, but have become. I wonder how long we fit that description. I mean, we just read statistics, I think earlier this week or late last week, that 33% or 30% of all high school kids believe that the news organizations, the media, needs to have their stories approved by the government before they air them.
Yeah. Well, as this article reads, Americans have become constitutional dunces or neo-totalitarians. It's hard to say which because ignorance and oppression tend to go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, a new survey by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation found that almost one-third of high school students, upon hearing the actual text of the First Amendment, thinks it goes, quote, too far.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Another recent survey.
Can we have the text, Manwich?
Absolutely. I'll get it right here.
Can we have the text?
Hold on,
you guys both have constitutions here. I think,
I think
now's the time that we just read the text for everyone else in America to hear. In case it's been high school, you know, in case it's been a good 20 years since you've heard the First Amendment, it's short, it's simple.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or of the right of people to peaceably, to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
So Congress can't oppress people based on the religion they have. Congress can't pass laws that says you can't say certain things, and you can certainly gather together in certain locations. And there was maybe one other thing.
Press.
The press. 33% disagreed with that?
Yep.
They thought it went too far?
It goes too far. It gets better. Another recent survey found that 2 out of 3 Americans believe that Karl Marx's blueprint for communism, quote, from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs, is part of the Constitution.
What was the number on that again? What percentage?
Two-thirds
of Americans? Of adult Americans?
Two-thirds of adult Americans believe that is said in the Constitution.
Did I mention we're moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project? Jeez.
I got some more for
this
you.
This is
Holy
the problem
Christ.
With government education.
Oh yeah, I've got some more.
That's
for you.
That's the most famous communist dictum the most famous phrase that has ever been attributed towards communism. Oh man, I am speechless on that one. That is one of the most shocking statistics that I think that we've ever aired on this show before.
Yeah, I would say so.
Who did the study? How many thousand? Does it give you the amount of people that they interviewed?
Doesn't say any numbers.
I would guess it's probably over. So, I mean, I'm hoping it's a legitimate study. It's being reported in a major newspaper. So
right.
We're pulling this from the St. Petersburg Times. Yes. Continue.
6 out of 10 Americans failed to name all 3 branches of the government. And fewer than 1 in 10 could name all 4 rights guaranteed by the First Amendment.
Fewer than 1 in 10.
So, apparently they believe that the First Amendment goes too far, but they don't really know what it says. I mean, it's old rubbish.
That was the tough one, because Ian just missed it, you know?
Right, it's tough. It's tough to remember details. It really is. I mean, not very many people know what the Third Amendment is.
I don't.
Exactly. It's the one where you can't quarter soldiers in your house.
Right.
I mean, it's unless you're a constitutional scholar, you're not going to have it all at the top of your head, but at least you should have the basic understanding that free speech is
I carry a copy of the Constitution around with me every day,
and I
didn't know what the Third Amendment was. So.
Right. So it's understandable, some of these things. It's understandable that not everyone knows exact contents of this document, but what they should know is what it stands for. They should know the general rights that they have as just being human beings living free, allegedly. Those are the things they should know, and especially when presented with the information, they should know better, and they should agree with it.
But people don't know. And, for instance, at one local high school, that local being the Tampa Bay area, last year, a U.S. history teacher announced that the class was just going to skip over the Constitution, telling the students they were supposed to have learned that stuff in the fifth grade.
Oh,
what?
God.
That's right. You know.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Government school.
That's it? That's all there was? No more statistics?
As far as statistics.
I know it was bad enough. I mean, I don't know if I even want
to
hear
more. More important to teach them how to put a condom on a banana.
Oh, yeah. That's
apparently
it for statistics.
So.
But, I mean, do you really need any more statistics?
No. The Karl Marx one's the worst one I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Baffling.
From each according to his ability to each according to his need. That's the essence of communism.
And two out of three Americans think that it's in our Constitution.
Ah, 66%.
Well, the way the current government is running things, not surprising they'd think that's in there.
No, absolutely not surprising. And again, it's not surprising that people are so damned ignorant, because the number 10 plank, we read the 10 communist planks last week on this show. The number 10 plank is that the communists will control, or that rather the government will control the education system. So there's no shock. I mean, it shouldn't even be a shocker to me.
That is shocking, though.
It is shocking.
Yes, it is.
God, does anyone have a comment on this? 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Is there any doubt that America has become a communist nation? I mean, even the people are admitting it now. The First Amendment goes too far. We have Karl Marx phrases in the Constitution. What is this? Where are we going? What are you thinking, America?
They're worried about Janet Jackson's boobs and Britney Spears.
Yes.
I'm disgusted. I'm so disgusted. I'm speechless. I want to have a moment of silence for this damn country, because we're in some serious S here, guys. We talk a big deal about the encroachment of government. We talk a big game about the loss of our freedoms, but nothing really hammers it home quite as much. I mean, it's one thing to report on all the horrible things government's doing to us on a daily, weekly basis in this country, you know, eviscerating the Bill of Rights, locking people up without giving them habeas corpus, just doing all sorts of terrible things to this country. But what's the utter saddest part of this is the response of the people, and that is virtually a lack of response. I mean, the people just bend right over and they submit. What's that? You want rectal searches now?
Okay.
I don't have anything to hide.
To keep me safe.
The American people are fat and complacent, have been so for, I'd say, the past 80 years or so.
But it's really the natural state of humans.
To be lazy?
No, to be enslaved. That throughout human history, the strong man has run the tribe, step out of line, and you're either banished or clubbed.
Mm.
Society comes into place, the lord or the king is in charge, and you do service to him or die. And humans have just been enslaved. This whole experiment that we have going on here, it's pretty new and doesn't seem to be working.
Definitely not. 800-259-9231. Your comments on that, or change the topic completely. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that you want. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind, we'll talk to you about it. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and experience the show for free via the live stream, live, here, six nights a week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 Eastern, and, of course, the Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern time in the evening. Right here, again, freetalklive.com. Still reeling from that last article, Jason, that you brought up. Buzz reported on in today's edition of the St. Petersburg Times, is that right?
That's right. Oh, was it today? Yeah, it is today.
Today or yesterday. The statistics show that these are Americans, not high school students. These are Americans, right? The statistics that you're talking about?
Let's see.
Because the organization that's doing the study here, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, was the same organization that did the study on high school students and their opinions on free speech that we reported on, I guess it was about a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
that showed that about 33% of high school students thought that the government needs to, approve all
news stories.
Ooh. So it's the same organization. Does it make it clear there? Is it adults, U.S. adults, or is it high school kids that they're asking these questions of? Because,
you know, it may be from different surveys.
It may be, okay. Because I went to their website here, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, trying to pull up the actual study maybe to get some extra numbers, but I can't find it. So, I only have a couple minutes to do it. Maybe I can pull it up later on. But a frightening statistic, as you reported, two-thirds of Americans, either Americans or high school students, we're not sure which, either way, it's a frightening statistic, two-thirds reported that they believed... They read the statement from the classic statement from Karl Marx,
mm-hmm.
from each according to his ability to each according to his need, and then were asked if that was a part of the Constitution or whether they thought it was a part of the Constitution.
And two thirds said yes.
Two thirds, 66%.
Two thirds of Americans.
Two thirds of Americans.
Man, it's a crazy thing.
That's rough.
I sound like Michael Jackson. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is psychotic. And I, again, don't know where to go with this. We're just going to have to move on because I just can't. Every time I think about that statistic, I think of just communism just creeping in on this society, which it has been doing. And it's a frightening thought, and that's why we're all a part of the Free State Project. Every person on this show, they're not just a sponsor of the show. We're members of the Free State Project. We came to them and said, we think you need to sponsor Free Talk Live.
Please.
Yeah. Not only because we need the money, but also because it's a perfect venue for them, considering we're all members of the Free State Project.
And they've had lots of sign-ups due to this show.
You know, I really believe the Free State Project is the cream rising to the top. I mean, as you were putting it, people are just... right before we went to break, Manwich, you said that people have always been enslaved. Like, it's the nature of humans, is what you were saying,
well,
to
it's
be enslaved.
Because humans naturally yearn to be free, but it's their natural state to be enslaved.
Hmm. Well, what about the Cossacks in Russia?
What about, what point are you making about the Cossacks?
They were a very libertarian, I guess, oriented group of people. They just left each other alone, and...
They would be an exception, not the rule.
Right. No ruling class.
All.
So you're saying that your point is very valid, man, which throughout time there have been the rulers and there have been the ruled.
Yes. And up to this point, you know, like our government even now is pretty kind to us compared to how rulers have been in the past.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's because they have this annoying little document called the U.S. Constitution, mm-hmm. that tends to get in the way of all of the wonderful plans that they have for us. It's the only reason why here 200-some years later we're at the state that we're in today,
mm-hmm.
and that we're still able to talk about this openly on the radio waves. Thank goodness. Thank goodness for that Constitution. Thank goodness the Founding Fathers had that kind of foresight. Unfortunately, and I've said it before, and I guess it was Johnson who suggested that we've failed the Constitution. The American people have failed the Constitution. The Constitution was pretty well written. It's a pretty good document with the checks and the balances. One of the other statistics was that most people couldn't name the three different branches of government.
I believe it was
legislative.
6 out of 10 couldn't.
6 out of 10, 60%.
Yeah.
Legislative, executive, judicial.
And life, liberty, and...
Reason why they were separated, the reason why there are three branches of government is because they're all supposed to provide checks and balances upon one another. If the legislative branch gets out of control and passes some crazy unconstitutional laws, the executive branch is supposed to say, what are you doing? Veto. See ya. Nice try. And if somehow a crazy unconstitutional law gets through... legislative branch and the executive branch. The judicial branch is supposed to be able to strike it down. There are other checks and balances in there as well. There's actually a check on the judicial branch itself via the people, via the jury system, via jury nullification,
mm-hmm.
which is what actually brought prohibition to a grinding halt.
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not.
I just learned that today reading Michael Badnarik's book. legislative branch went out of control and passed the 18th Amendment that prohibited alcohol. And, of course, we then discovered that you can't prohibit things. You can't
How
stop
did the legislative,
by
legislative branch pass an amendment.
Excuse me, that went out to the states, it was ratified, whatever.
Go ahead.
They proposed it and then it was ratified.
All right, I was just not
Thank
clear.
You. So they prohibited alcohol, and of course the great experiment then began. We discovered that you can't stop people from doing what they want to do by telling them they can't.
No
or
matter
even by,
what.
Even by threatening them with violence and excessive force, you can't stop them.
And you turn people into criminals.
As a matter of fact, that's correct. And you create the ultra-criminals, the Al Capones and people like
that's
that.
Right.
Of course, you also then corrupt the system even worse. And what ended up happening, man, which was, and Jason, was this. Let's say Jason had a little moonshine still in his back shed.
He does look like the type. Little bathtub.
Yeah, he's a shifty one. and some neighbor ratted him out for it. Cops came, busted him.
As neighbors will.
And he goes to goes through the process, goes to court, and you claim not guilty in court.
Not guilty.
Well, the juries, they knew that this law was bad. I mean, most of them were probably drinkers, right?
Yeah.
Most of them were probably imbibing after they got done with the court.
Go down to the speakeasy.
Right. And so the juries, having the, I guess knowing that they, I guess probably this was back when they still were informed of their rights to judge the law itself, were saying not guilty.
At one point it was necessary to read that to the jury every trial.
Yeah, well that's what they do. That's what they did. They don't do it anymore.
No.
But they informed the juries that they could judge the law itself, and the juries kept coming back with not guilty verdicts, even when the evidence was overwhelming. Even when there's, you know, photographic evidence, witnesses on the stand that testified that Jason was manufacturing moonshine beyond a reasonable doubt. The juries kept coming back with not guilty verdicts. And that's because you can. That's one of the checks and balances that is in this system.
But people don't know that.
Nobody knows that. Because it's been excised from the courtroom. The judges will have your ass if you try and bring that up in the courtroom.
Well, what if you get on the, what if you represent yourself or you get put on the stand? Don't you get an opportunity to say that?
I would love to hear from someone who's tried it. I would from the research that I've done, if you try to do something like that on the stand, the judge will probably either hold you in contempt of court or call a mistrial or something's going to
happen. Great,
something
then let's do it again. Mistrial, we'll do it again.
Maybe it's contempt charge. I don't know. I'd love to hear from an expert, maybe the Fully Informed Jury Association. We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. If you want it to be, you could take control and literally bring up anything that you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Hijack the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Also, you can get interactive with us online. Of course, you can shoot us an email anytime at ftl@freetalklive.com. We may or may not read it, though. The only guaranteed way to get your opinions on the air is to call in. But the email address, ftl@freetalklive.com. And we also have the brand new bulletin board system, which is kind of a whole different beast, because not only do you get to interact with the Free Talk Live crew, because we're all on there reading posts and occasionally responding. I respond quite a bit, man, which not so often.
I don't read real well.
And me, hardly ever.
Well, you don't really spend any time online.
I spend a little time on there.
Okay.
I'm more of the lurker type.
Exactly. We got plenty of lurkers, and that's okay. There's a role for the lurker. Mm-hmm. BBS, the bulletin board system, it's free. There's hundreds of users, thousands of posts, so be sure you check that out. And brand new software with the new Karma system, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
At freetalklive.com. So, Fully Informed Jury Association. I was looking at the FIJA website, which I guess they're now calling themselves the American Jury Institute, and they got a really neat little poster on their front page. It says this: "The biggest and most powerful law enforcement agency in the United States has the absolute non-negotiable power to ignore laws, judges and prosecutors, to keep people out of prison, to make any jury trial come out the way they want it, and to make our government honest." And what is this agency? It is the Fully Informed Jury. And FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, or as I guess they're now being called, the American Jury Institute, is an organization fully devoted to informing individuals of their full rights as a juror. And that means your rights to nullify the law. It's the most important thing that you could ever know when you're walking into a courtroom.
So if you're sitting on a jury panel and they're hearing a marijuana possession case, and you hear the evidence and it sounds like that guy was possessing marijuana, but you don't believe that the marijuana laws are some laws that you want to have. It doesn't matter, constitutional or whatever. Mm-hmm. You don't like the marijuana laws.
You could say not guilty.
You can return not guilty.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, since you bring it up, there should be no happier day in the life of a marijuana activist than the day he opens his mail and finds a summons for jury duty. This is why I feel the same way. I'm not just a marijuana activist. I'm a pro-freedom activist. But that's certainly probably the issue you're going to come across if you get a jury summons, because if you've ever sat in an arraignment before, you know how many people are in there for drug crime cases. I mean, it's amazing. While he may not be called to serve on a marijuana case or even a drug case, the number of such cases clogging our courts make it very likely. That's what I just said. The opportunity to serve on a jury is an important attribute of citizenship and should not be wasted. It's the job of juries to ensure our courts dispense justice, and justice is what good activism is all about. How can jurors dispense justice when the law they're instructed to apply is unjust? Because that's what they do now.
Yes.
When the case is closed, everybody's done their closing arguments, the judge turns to the jury and gives them the instructions.
Right.
And he says something to the effect of, you have been presented with the evidence here, and you must, you have to examine the evidence according to the law, look at the law, and if it's beyond a reasonable doubt, then you have to, find this person guilty. You have to, basically, they tell you that you have to judge based on the law and the evidence.
Right.
And they leave out the part that they used to tell you, the part that still is legitimate today.
Sure.
It's still there. It's the hidden right that you have as a juror. And that right is that you can say, just say no to that law. You can say, your law stinks. Not guilty. Doesn't matter if all the evidence is there against that person.
Then you'll probably end up with a hung jury or mistrial, something like that.
It's fine.
Nonetheless, yeah. better than that person being in jail, at least for that point in time.
I'm sure the defendant would be very pleased.
And the answer, okay, so here you go. So in every criminal case, jurors have a prerogative to acquit whatever the evidence. And when they do acquit, the government cannot retry the accused or appeal the conviction. The case is over. Now, that would be a fun argument, wouldn't it?
Oh,
to be
yeah.
in that jury room with 11 other individuals and say, not guilty, and they ask you why, and say, the law's bad. And then get into that. Can you imagine? You ever seen 12 Angry Men?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The case is over if, again, if the jury returns with the nullified verdict.
Yes.
The accused has been vindicated by a jury of his peers. When a jury acquits because the law is unconscionable, it's called jury nullification. Jury nullification occurs in 3-4% of all criminal trials. That seems like a high statistic for today.
Yeah.
Considering that it's completely unspoken.
I would say it is.
Jurors cannot be ordered to convict or punished for acquitting. That's a good thing. Jury verdict of not guilty is final. Jury independence is well established in American law. In 1804, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Chase was impeached for denying a jury's right to judge law. He holds a dubious distinction of being the only Supreme Court justice ever impeached.
Mm.
Why did the founders give juries such awesome power? Theophilus Parsons, the first Chief Justice of Massachusetts, explained it this way.
That crazy Theophilus.
The people themselves have it in their power to resist usurpation without an appeal to arms. An act of usurpation is not obligatory, it's not law, and any man may be justified in his resistance. And you know the reason for that? Is because we the people created Congress.
Right.
That's true.
So when they're trying to go crazy and go out of control, we can basically say, what are you trying to do? And basically bitch slap them back down into place.
Yep. You boys need a little... be knocked down a couple of pegs.
Let him be a man may be justified in resistance. Let him be considered a criminal by the general government, but his only his fellow citizens can convict him. They are his jury, and if they pronounce him innocent, not all of the powers of Congress can hurt him. And innocent, they will certainly pronounce him if the supposed law he resisted was an act of usurpation. Which, God, how many of the laws that we have today are usurpations of powers that those people are not supposed to have?
Countless.
Countless, virtually every one of them.
That's why they don't inform juries any longer.
Exactly. It's a huge game. It really is. Just a big game that these people are playing on the American people. And unfortunately, we're so damn ignorant,
and
everybody's falling for it. Yeah, they're winning, which is why we need the Free State Project. Or, as Patrick Henry put it, why do we love this trial by jury? Because it prevents the hand of oppression from cutting you off. This gives me comfort that as long as I have existence, my neighbors will protect me. Unfortunately, the neighbors that you have today aren't paying any attention. The neighbors that you have today come home from work, and they sit back on the couch, flip on the television set, and maybe crack open a six-pack of beer, and just go off into their own little world. And they don't even know what's going on in Washington. They don't know what their other neighbors are doing, passing laws against them, until one day the SS is going to come knocking at their door.
Yeah.
One day it's going to be too damn late to nullify these laws.
Yeah. This is... A little off topic, but I was watching the other night my favorite and probably the most truthful news program on television,
Penn and Teller,
The Daily Show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if Penn and Teller was.
They're
on,
not a news program.
I'd be watching it.
All right,
but some fellow from CNN came and gave a pack of cigarettes purchased in Iraq to Jon Stewart.
Okay,
a pack of cigarettes that had all the cigarettes have inserts in them that say "Inform on your neighbors."
Oh, my.
Holy Christ.
All
wait, the cigarettes? You mean the pack of the
cigarettes?
Pack of cigarettes? There's a little note in there?
There is an insert that says, inform on your neighbors.
These are the people out there protecting your freedoms. they're protecting liberty.
Oh, you mean George Bush's crew?
That's right.
Those people over there? That's what they want to do here. And they'd do it if it weren't for that damn Constitution,
yep.
which they're eviscerating on a daily basis. We'll take your calls about anything, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll tell you more about jury nullification. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself, but you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Bring up anything. Political, personal, anything in between. Something completely different. We'll take your calls. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can log on and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We've got dozens of women who have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we're absolutely proud of it. We're proud of having those ladies listen to the show, so we show them off via the Shrine of freetalklive.com. We're talking about jury nullification right now.
Yep.
Something that a lot of people don't talk about. It's an issue you're not going to hear on any other talk radio show. Because every other talk radio show is part of the system. They're part of the game that's being played on the American people. I'm not suggesting there's a conspiracy going on here, but there's certainly something screwy.
Under their thumb.
Well, American history is full of proud examples of jury nullification. As a matter of fact, the common law tradition of freedom of religion and of assembly has its origins in the 1670 trial of William Penn, accused of preaching an illegal religion in the Gracechurch Street, London. The jury refused to convict Penn in spite of clear evidence of guilt because they were unwilling to brand a man a felon for worshiping God according to his own beliefs. When the court attempted to punish Penn's jury for their act of nullification, a higher court reversed on the principle that it's only the jury and not the judge which has the authority to decide whether a defendant is guilty. The American tradition of freedom of the press began in 1735 when a New York jury acquitted John Peter Zenger of seditious libel for publishing criticisms of the royally appointed governor of New York. Even though 18th century law didn't recognize truth as a defense to seditious libel, Zenger's jury acquitted because Mr. Zenger's words were true. But jury nullification of the law is not just a remnant of colonial days, when Americans were still proud, independent, and free. During the 19th century, juries as far south as Georgia refused to convict whites who assisted slaves escaping from bondage.
That's right.
Escaped slaves were not entitled to trial by jury. A judge deciding whether to return an escaped slave to bondage was paid twice as much for finding the accused was a slave than for finding he was free. Did you catch that, Manwich? The judge got paid more back then if he found that this individual who they was in front of the court was indeed a slave.
That's terrible.
The inability, court's system's been corrupt for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
The inability of the South to see the Fugitive Slave Act enforced led to the Civil War and thus the end of chattel slavery. As many as 60% of alcohol prohibition cases, as I mentioned before, ended in acquittal, leading to the repeal of prohibition. So if it wasn't for jury nullification, prohibition may have lasted even longer.
Mm.
And if only the juries knew about it today, I wonder at what point, I don't know if it touches on this, I wonder what at what point in our history the judges just decided to stop mentioning it. Was it was there a law passed? Did one judge stop mentioning it? It kind of caught on like wildfire? I mean, how did that happen?
I would like to know. I mean, at what point did they stop informing juries of this right?
Well, the conventional wisdom is that jury nullification is subversive. It's not that great paradox that our best citizens are our greatest is that not the great American paradox that our best citizens are our greatest subversives? Are we subversive on this show?
Yeah.
So we must be the greatest citizens then, huh?
Well,
a good American is by nature
either that or marked men.
A good American is by nature an inquisitive soul, unwilling to temperamentally unable to kowtow to malevolent authority. In short, an old-fashioned boat rocker. And we need more boat rockers today.
Mm-hmm.
The Reverend Martin Luther King was investigated by the FBI, as I'm sure have more than a few High Times readers and contributors and editors and illustrators. Sometimes a bit of subversion is needed to rescue government from itself. The second part of the credo, my country right or wrong, is when right, to stand by her, and when wrong, to set her right again.
Mm-hmm.
Setting government right again is what jury nullification is all about. Bureaucrats may whine about subversion, but jury nullification, in the end, is the democratic response of deliberating citizens to laws that are not popularly supported. Because if they were, they wouldn't get nullified.
Yep. Right.
In a nation where we, the people, not the government, are the source of sovereign power. And that's another important point. Again, and it's worth repeating. The reason why the government's here is because we created it. We set the rules. Now, it wasn't me and you, it was our founding fathers. But they did that so that we could be free.
That's right.
But people have destroyed that. Bit by bit. Judges refuse to tell jurors about their option to veto unjust or misapplied laws, and they even dismiss potential jurors who let the court know they're aware of this power.
Oh, absolutely.
This is why potential jurors must know their power prior to going to court. Most people who receive a jury summons do not show up for jury duty or try to get excused. If those who know about the power of the jury and who care about justice are willing to serve, their influence is magnified many times over.
Yes.
And I've only had the opportunity so far in my 24 years here on this earth to go to jury selection one time. I was pleased as a punch about it, and I went to it. I wasn't selected, and I wish I could remember. It was so long ago, I wish I could remember the questions that they asked. Because here in the state of Florida, you get a form
mm-hmm.
that you have to fill out with your name and your address information, and there's some questions on there. And I swear one of them was what political party you're registered with. I swear that I answered a question like that.
Huh.
And so I got the impression from just the form that you have to fill out as a potential juror, that they go through those, and any lawyer will tell you this. They try their damnedest to get the most ignorant, stupid Americans on juries.
Oh, yeah. You don't want somebody informed on a jury?
Right. I mean, even a little bit informed.
Most of them don't, no.
So what are your feelings on this particular issue? I don't really know much about that. All right, you're in.
I don't think they specifically said it mentioned anything about nullification, but there were certain questions on there that led me to believe if I answered these in a certain fashion, I would guarantee myself to go home that day.
Sure.
Because they don't want me on a jury. But at the same time, the question now is, well, if it's important to get on the jury, should you lie? And if you do lie, can you get in trouble?
I would consider feigning incompetence.
We'll look at that
next. I wouldn't give too much information.
We're going to look at that next. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever you want. And, of course, you can comment on what we're talking about, which is jury nullification. Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and grab an archive if you'd like. You miss a moment of the show, miss an hour, miss an entire day. The last 6 days are there, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee. FreeTalkLive.com. Talking about jury nullification, your right to just say no to the law in the courtroom. If you don't agree with the law, you can say not guilty, no matter how much evidence they have against somebody.
So what happens if I, in fact, do sit on a jury and I'm sitting in a drug trial and I decide that I don't like the drug laws rather than whether I think the guy had possession of drugs or not, and I just say I'm not going to convict? Can they get me? Can somebody get me?
Nope. Can somebody get you for what?
I don't know.
No, you can't. You can't be...
It sounds seditious.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to get to that. But first, in order to get to that point, you're talking about it when the jurors are deliberating, right?
Right.
Well, first you have to survive jury selection.
Yeah.
In order to nullify the law, and there's a lot to this. We're going to continue this over the next hour. In order, because it's important. I mean, this is crucial. You're telling me to wrap it up, Manwich, but no, I refuse. People need to know about their rights. In order to nullify the law, you need to survive jury selection, or voir dire. I don't know. And I'm not French. And be seated on the jury. When you appear for jury duty, you are a vignette member. The vignette is a group or panel of citizens from which a jury is chosen. The jury is chosen by removing members of the vignette. After both sides have removed the vignette members they object to, the first 12 vignette members are remaining or sworn in as the jury. Vignette members can be removed in two ways. They can be stricken for cause or through use of a peremptory strike. Both sides can remove as many vignette members for cause as they can find lawful reasons to strike. A for cause strike is based on a vignette member being legally ineligible to serve. For example, if he has a felony record, is not a citizen, is insane, or most importantly, has indicated that they're unable or unwilling to apply the law. Peremptory strikes can be used by either side as a reason other than for any reason other than race or gender. Depending on the case and the jurisdiction, each side may have 3 to 15 peremptory strikes. The prosecutor and the defense attorney get to question vignette members about their attitudes, opinions, and behaviors in order to intelligently excise peremptory challenges, which means they are going to ask questions of the juries to find out who's smart and who's not, and they're going to knock your ass out if you appear to have any sort of opinions.
Right.
But what this means is if you show up for jury duty and proudly announce that marijuana should be legal, prohibition is immoral and unconstitutional, and I would never vote to convict anyone in a weed case, you'll immediately be removed by the prosecutor for cause, and you have absolutely no impact then on the outcome of the case. Similarly, if you say police do not arrest innocent people, the defense will strike you. You must appear neutral and fair to both sides to be seated. If you appear to lean too far either way, the other side will strike you off the jury. Thus, to survive jury selection, you want to appear neutral. However, you may not lie during voir dire.
Indifference, though, is perfectly fine.
Lying can constitute perjury or obstruction of justice,
right,
which are both felony offenses. The clue to survival is to give neutral but truthful answers. This can take some care and some serious thought, depending on the exact questions that you're asked. And I would say that if they're trying to rush you into answering a question, don't.
Let
you think about it. If they ask you a question and you're not quite sure how to answer it, think about it for a few seconds. Maybe for 20 seconds.
You could even say, I don't know how to answer that.
Right. 800-259-9231. More on jury nullification. It's something that every American needs to know about because juries are crucial in this country. This is Free Talk Live. If you're talking...